Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 10. Compassion and power. I did think of calling this 4,000 fed, and that's exactly what it's about. It's another miracle along the lines of the 5,000 being fed with bread and fish and so on. But here is the 4,000. But I've decided on the title, Compassion and Power. Now, why is this miracle, or these two miracles, rather, I should say, why are they put together like this? And you get it in verses 19 and 21 of chapter 8 of Mark. Christ argues from this. You saw with the five loaves and the 5,000. Now you see with the seven, with the 4,000. So he argued from this. Why two miracles? Well, it's a lovely Sunday school story, isn't it? It's for children. No, it's not. It must contain heavy doctrine, serious, weighty doctrine. It's God's way of reinforcing something. And it's the apostolic way too. It's Christ's way as well. You remember Jesus says in John 14, verses 25 and 26, he says, the Spirit will remind you when he comes. He will remind you of what I've said. He will reinforce it for you. And you can see from the Gospels how desperately they needed this reinforcement, how easy they were to forget. And even here, they haven't picked up the full meaning of these miracles. You get it in chapter 16 of John. Christ, by his Spirit, will go on informing and teaching his apostles. We have the scriptures. Then the apostles, when they write, they keep on saying, I remind you, I say it again. And they reinforce it. They repeat it. And it's recorded again and again in scripture. Well, we need these old stories. That hymn is so true. Tell me the old story, because I forget so soon. And the book of Deuteronomy, you know, the second giving of the law, well, you could say the third giving of the law. God gave the law when Israel left Egypt at Sinai, but he repeated it at Moab before they entered the promised land. So there's some deep lessoning here, and we do well to heed it. Well, the two lessons I've drawn out are compassion and power. Of Christ, of course. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on these people. He said it himself. They've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. He's compassionate towards them. He's moved towards them. They're hungry, desperately hungry now. They've been listening to his teaching, but they haven't had food, and they need food. And he sees that, and he has compassion on them, but he also has power. And of course, the disciples, there's a desperate need, but the disciples are, it's impossible for them. They're impotent. Their resources are totally inadequate. Well, we've got seven loaves, but seven rolls, I suppose, and so on. That's all he got. There's nothing there. A few small fish as well. Well, that's not going to go anywhere, but Christ turns it by his power into a miracle. Jesus, where'er thy people meet, there they behold thy mercy seat. And what did Capper go on to say? Thy former mercies here renew. I need to be reminded of Christ's compassion toward me. Things fall apart in my life, seemingly. Things go wrong. Cross currents come. I have difficulties. Christ is compassionate, and he's powerful. He is willing, and he is able. And of course, the unbeliever. Oh, unbeliever, will you hear it? Christ is compassionate towards sinners, to people like you. And he is powerful towards sinners. He can save the sinner. He will save the sinner. He promises to save you, my friend. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. The disciples are impotent. I'm impotent. Do these little feeble discourses, but takes the power of God to make them live. There's no metaphor here, you know. These are real miracles. These baskets of crumbs, they come from somewhere. Well, then, it's a lesson for me. Brother and sister, do you need compassion and power today? But I have to have a word on evangelism. because I can imagine that modern evangelicals would like this kind of thing. Ah, well, we provide meals and then we can teach the people. Do you see, that kind of argument is inverting this episode altogether. It wasn't that Jesus put a meal on to attract them as bait. Not at all, not at all. He was teaching them, they were hungry, and so he fed them out of necessity for them. Their necessity, his power, is not an attraction to draw people to hear him. And in fact, read John 6 and you will find it. Christ has to speak very strongly about this because people were coming for the wrong motives. And I think modern evangelism is doing this right on the nail. This is exactly the way it's going. It's putting the wrong thing there and attracting for the wrong reason. It's the opposite of today, what's going on here. We're doing the opposite of this. But the main point I want to leave with you, my friend, is compassion and power. And I speak that to myself. I need that today. Compassion and power. And in Christ, I find it.